Hey guys, how are you all doing? It's me, Megan Hashem, and I just thought I'd do a little follow-up video to this whole COVID-19 coronavirus situation. I made a few at the start of the whole coronavirus thing, and I thought I would be doing a whole lot more YouTube and videos through this whole ordeal, but I've actually felt more busy through it. I don't know if any of you guys feel the same way. I think probably a lot of you do, especially if you have families, careers, whatever going on. You're not just sitting at home doing nothing. Actually, there's more work. So I thought I would have all this time to do all these YouTube videos and just keep talking to you through this whole ordeal, but I really haven't. So I've tried to keep up with 2 or 3 videos a week, trying to get those at-home workouts to you guys, but I haven't done much speaking videos, like just how are you doing? Things like that. So I thought I'd do one here. Today, I thought I would talk a little bit about how are you all doing? How am I doing? How is it going? Self-isolation, hearing craziness about the world. A lot of people are depressed at this point. A lot of people are overwhelmed. I know I put out a few videos at the start of it all discussing how we can have routine and how to feel a little better through this craziness, how to get some normalcy to life, how to take advantage of any extra time you might have through this. I haven't had too much extra time, but just taking advantage of all those things. So some people say, let's not stress about doing everything. And I even talked a little bit about that, about how overwhelming it can be with all these Zoom classes and let's get better and let's do stuff and let's talk to friends. And, you know, sometimes it can be too much overwhelming, too much socialness, because people are trying to make up for not going out and make up for not seeing their friends. They're like, let's gather online. Let's have like few hours a day of talking to people on Zoom or Skype or whatever. And then let's take a few online classes, and then let's help our kids with our home. It can become a lot. So one thing is, I mean, figure out what's right for you. So I can't tell you how you're gonna feel better. You will know through trial and error. Do you feel overwhelmed with all the learning that can be done right now? I do a little. And so I'm just like, you know what? It's okay. I have other times I can do this. I can still learn online. There weren't as many opportunities, but you can still learn all these things once this whole pandemic is over also. So don't feel you have to stick it all in there right now. Oh my God, this is the only time I'm gonna be able to take online classes and learn a new language and talk to my friends and this and that. I mean, this will all, you can continue on with all this, especially if you're working a lot right now. If you're still working, if you're an essential worker, if you're a parent, if you're working from home, you're still working. You're still doing all the household chores. You're still doing all that stuff. Plus there's a pandemic. So don't stress yourself. Oh my gosh, I have to learn a new dance and I have to work out with someone every day. And I have to, if that makes you feel good, do it. If it makes you feel overwhelmed, don't do it. So just listening to your body. The only reason I recommend kind of like setting some goals through this time and working on some new and different stuff through this house arrest type time is sometimes that can help you feel good, right? We want to get to a good feeling through this, as good as we can feel through this craziness. So if that helps you, check it out, try it, see if it helps you. Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel bad? I love working out every day, but I'm not going to stress and join a million workout classes and do a million dance classes as much as they're calling to me. Trust me, I have a lot of friends who are fitness professionals and dance instructors and all that motivational good stuff. And I am super tempted to join in, like, oh, I wanna do her class and I wanna do that class and I'm gonna do Zumba at that time and I'm gonna do belly dance at that time. But sometimes it's a little much. So you know what? I've just made a commitment to work out with myself every day. So I get on the Peloton, I do a weight workout, whatever it might be. I keep that promise to myself. Every day I work out. It might be for you that you do an online class every day, or you try one of my at-home workouts every day, or every second day, or whatever makes you feel good. Figure out what makes you feel good, because everyone's different. Some people are very social people and they want to connect to all their friends and family all the time. And then I say, make sure you do that every day then. Make sure you have a Skype call or a Zoom call or a FaceTime or a house party or whatever your means, even just a regular old phone call, and talk to your friends, have a group of friends that you get together with. If that doesn't make you feel, if you don't feel you need that right now, take the time for yourself. Meditate, be with yourself, read a book, hang out with your family that you're with right now at home. Whatever makes you feel good. And if it's a mixture, it's usually a mixture for most of us. Talk to someone a little bit and then be on your own a little bit. So figuring out, I think that's the big thing, is figuring out what's going to work for you. Because this seems to be, I mean, it's been what, over a month? It's been almost 2 months maybe? It's been a while. So this is here for a bit. And even if it starts getting better and we're allowed to go out a little bit more, there's still going to be some element of self-isolation for a little bit longer. So let's figure out what works for all of us. I mean, reconnecting with the people you live with, if you live with anyone, reconnecting with them, figuring out ways that you guys can have fun at home, be active together at home, play board games, go out in the backyard, run around, do some exercises, whatever it is. We're hot tubbing a lot. That's fun family time. And if you're alone, figuring out how to be alone and how to enjoy that, that can be a whole new skill. Some people aren't used to being alone. They're used to having busy lives and going out and seeing everyone. Figure out how to be alone. Do you need to meditate? Do you need to read? Do you need to work on yourself a little bit? I mean, I think it's a great time to start thinking about that. And at the start, everyone was like, you know what? We don't need the stress of this. We don't need the stress of that. But it's become a bit more of a way of life now. It's the long haul. We're going a while with this. So I do think we need to kind of start thinking about how to live in this new way for now, right? How are we gonna feel good? It's not just a temporary 1 week thing at this point. So we don't wanna go on months and months of our lives feeling bad. So figure out what's gonna make you happy. What can you do every day that's gonna make you feel happy? For me, it's exercise. For me, it's spending quality time with my kids and my husband. For me, it's, you know, having a little alone time to do a little me stuff. Working, you know, if working makes you feel good, make sure you're working a little bit. It might not be your typical job working, but working at something. Maybe you're working at a YouTube channel. Maybe you're working at writing a book. Those are two things I'm working at. It's not necessarily money making. I have a job and I'm working 8 hours a day, but something you can work towards. It makes you feel good. And a lot of people are saying, you know what, don't stress about doing things during this time. And don't, I'm not saying to stress about it that much. I'm just saying sometimes that gives you a good feeling. Gives you a good feeling to achieve things every day. If you're not achieving anything all day and you're sitting around doing nothing, it's fine to take a break and do that, but it doesn't give you a great feeling sometimes. You don't feel rewarded at the end of the day if you've done nothing. So cook an amazing healthy meal, or, you know, clean your house. We've all been cleaning our house a lot. That's something nice that can kind of, you can feel really, really good after doing, like, ah, I did that. Or work on some new projects, a new business, a new workout regimen, whatever it is, start working on those things. Or don't, if it makes you feel bad. So I'm just saying, figure out in your heart what works for you, what makes you feel good. I'm not telling you to do such and such. I'm telling you the options that can work, and you need to find the right balance for you, right? Let me know how you're balancing things. What makes you feel good during this self-isolation quarantine time? What are you doing to enrich yourself? You know, and no stress, not like, oh, you need to be doing this, this, and this. Trust me, I am not doing half the things that maybe I thought I would at the start or whatever. I'm just trying to fit in the things that make me feel happy on a daily basis. So figure out what it is for you, and I hope you're all doing as well as you can be through this hard time. It is a difficult time. Try my at-home workouts. They'll make you feel great, I think. Watch some of my videos. I do some silly stuff on here, so maybe it will brighten the mood. And let me know how you're all doing. I hope you're all doing well. And if you're not, you know, feel free to drop me a line. I'm here for you. Leave a comment below how you're doing, what you're doing to make it through this, or even just personal message me and let me know how you're doing. If you're having troubles, if you want some advice, I'm here for you guys. I mean, We gotta be here for each other. And I'm definitely here for you guys, my viewers. Love you guys. And we'll talk soon. Let me know what type of videos you want me to make in all this at home time. Talk soon, guys.